executive committee, which I chair, and the only item on it is an information item. And this is strictly for discussion today. There, we will not take any action on this, but it's a discussion as to whether to combine the committee meetings and the Board of Regents meetings on the same day. It's been proposed by some that it might be easier for certain aspects of our campus community to do that. And I think it's appropriate for everyone to have a say as far as this is concerned. And I also think it's appropriate to kind of call on the ones who travel the furthest to ask them if they have a comment about this, whether this will be beneficial to them or not. And so, Regent Nichols, what are your thoughts about this?
Well, because we do have Zoom, it does make it easier to allow it to stay the way it is. But on the other hand, I love being in person. And if they were combined, it would work okay with me. I'm all for that.
All right. Regent West, are you still with us?
She had to jump off.
She had to get off.
Yeah.
Regent Helm, you travel.
And it's not inconvenient for me. I can come whatever the pleasure of the rest of the board is. If we want to do it the way it is, that's fine. That's what I planned on. I like being here. I think if you do combine them, then you know that decreases our presence on campus and our one-on-one involvement. So I'm fine with leaving it the way it is, but I can accommodate it if it needs to be combined and changed.
Okay. What about other people that are affected by this one way or the other? I mean, this is a very open discussion here, so I would like to hear the comments of whoever wants to make one, please.
So I'll chime in first. I think there are pluses and minuses to both sides, which makes it a difficult conversation to have. On the plus side to keeping it as it is, the relationships you develop with one another and with leadership on campus, I think it provides more opportunities. I do believe that having a break between a committee conversation and a final vote gives opportunities for cooling out, gives opportunities for additional information to be created, opportunities to reconsider aspects of it. And so I think all of those are positive. I will say we're an outlier in the Commonwealth, that most every other institution does committee meetings in the morning. And then after those meetings, they essentially have a consent agenda that takes a very small amount of time. There's an advantage in that, if you're traveling, you're only traveling four times. It depends upon the institution how they do the separate committee meetings. So for example, there are some that only have a separate committee meeting for finance and budget because it's such a technical activity, and it doesn't necessarily have to be on the same day as the meeting. The full meeting operates as a committee of the whole, and so they hear everything, and the vote is just the final vote. I think the last part is, for me, I like the interaction as with my bosses every month, essentially. And if we do it differently, I'm going to ask for each of you that I got to come see you then. And that's okay, too. Those of you who remember when we were going through budget model and a whole set of things, that I took trips across the state to go visit with regents and sit in either their houses or places of business. And I really like going to Naples. That was a good trip to have to take. So, CJ, make sure we visit when you're in Naples. But it just changes the dynamic a little bit. I think the other part to us being together more often is that, unlike Louisville and Kentucky, which don't have boards of regents, they have, I don't know what their boards are called, board trustees, they have many more members. So they'll have 30-some-odd members who are appointed. That is a very different kind of board. We're an active working board where everyone knows everything, or at least that's the expectation. And because of that, the more meetings we have, the more opportunity there is for you to be educated and to know, get a depth of knowledge that I think is necessary for a smaller board to have across all the different silos. So I didn't answer any questions there or take a position, but I think I hope I laid it out kind of how I see it and think about it.
You pointed out one concern that I was thinking about this morning. We made a recommendation as to a certain matter this morning. We didn't pass on it. We merely recommended it to the board. So what that would entail is then immediately taking that up with the board with no lapse in time between the recommendation and the actual decision. From a legal standpoint, do we have any issues as far as that's concerned? Counsel?
There's not a statutory requirement that we have committee meetings at a regular interval like there is with the quarterly. We're required to have quarterly meetings, but I think that's certainly a practical consideration as to how much time you would have to consider something. It might have to be passed to the next quarterly.
I come back to the word isolation, and fewer get-togethers creates more isolation among us as individuals and as a board. So I would hate to think that we get together less often, even though we're here primarily for business. There's a little socialization that goes on before, after, in between, that I think is important. As I understand this, and I don't understand all the details exactly, but the way we do it now creates some problems for the Finance Committee, and I'm sensitive to that because I think the Academic Committee meeting, just like Bridget Denison thinks her committee meeting is the best or the most important, but the Finance and Budget Committee meeting is a heavy lift, and I appreciate the work that Chairman Brody and those before and after him do. It's a really important committee. So surely there's some compromise that can meet whatever needs there are for the Finance Committee to make Susan and her staff's job more efficient, better, whatever, and not sacrifice the valuable time that we spend together as we currently have our schedule. So I haven't been down in the weeds on this enough to know what that compromise might be. Surely there is one.
Susan, let's hear from you.
So, yeah, I'm like you. I mean, I think we can come up with some type of schedule that would work for finance. This is the problem we face in finance, is that typically institutions, both corporate and institution of higher education, they close their month end a month, basically 2 to 3 weeks after the month end. So for the end of September, you're not going to actually close your books until October 15th. Then once you close your books, it's just not overnight that you can develop these reports, and not just develop the reports, but do the analysis that's necessary to be ready to talk to Chair Brody and Melissa and Shane and all the other members of the Finance Committee. That's the problem we face. There's several workarounds on this. If you want it to stay in this type of calendar, we could look at everything being a quarter in arrears. So rather than doing the first quarter budget versus actual in the first quarter, it would be the second quarter that you would get the first quarter. That's kind of what I'm used to from my prior institution, because we faced the same type of problems. There was just no way. And the audit goes directly to the state when it's due to the state. It doesn't have to have the board's acceptance to go to the state. So the audit could come in a December meeting. There's no problem with that. The problem with us is my folks are used to a lot of work, so it's not the work. It's just the timing and making sure, I mean, literally, we were making adjustments, and I shouldn't say we, Amy and her staff and Ronaldo, they were making entries into the books like, you know, a week and a half ago. And then we have to pull together all the reports and get to you guys. And it's just not the most, I'm not going to say most efficient, but we're risking error. And I would rather not do that. I think finance and budget is too important. And so, but like I said, we could do it in arrears. We can change the schedule. But we just, it's almost next to impossible to get the reports to you guys. Beth knows. We're always the last ones, right? And she's on pins and needles waiting for me to get the materials to her. And you guys, as Chair Brody and I have talked, you guys are like, Susan, we'd really like to get these materials sooner than this date. But it's just a matter of getting the books closed and the reports and the analysis done. So,
what's the problem with being a quarter behind, Annie?
Well,
stale information.
Yeah.
What?
Stale information.
Yeah.
I don't think it's even worth doing.
Is there a way possibly that we could have the committee meetings on the second month of a quarter and the board meetings on the third month? That would give more time to the finance area there.
What does that look like in terms of months?
So what? Give me an example. So like right now we have a January 19th. So
pull that into February and the board meeting in February and push it to March.
So could that maybe mean less committee meetings?
Wouldn't be less in that regard. It would just be the timing of them, you know, versus the board meeting, giving Susan's staff an extra month.
I can talk with Susan after this, and maybe she and I can come up with something that works better with them, and then I can send email everyone to see if that's something, you know what I mean? So you can visually see it and some options.
Why don't you all work on that and see if you can come up with a workable plan? And as Dr. Bale mentioned a while ago, surely there's some kind of a compromise here that can accommodate everything.
Are there votes that are taken? I'm thinking about the timing of the meetings, not the committee meetings. You know, those happen around December commencement, May commencement, the retreat, and March. March is the. Are there votes that are taken at those times that are necessary for something? Because if not, you could say, well, instead of our quarterly meetings being August, December, March, May, they could be, whatever month this is, October, January. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
And so then you're just getting together for, like, commencement. There's no meeting beforehand.
Well, there's a committee meeting, but it's not a voting meeting. We still have to do the special call. You can't get that together by May.
I don't think we could ever drop below 5 meetings because of the special call meeting in June to approve the budget.
Yeah. We'll look at
8.
You all want to talk about that? And
I can get you some different options.
Yeah.
The only other thing I would say, and this is just taking this in a different direction, I'm finance and budget, so I feel that pain. There's always been, I realized today as I was coming in, this is my start of my fourth year. I just finished 4 years, sat behind you during a COVID meeting where we were all wearing masks that first year. There's such a communication issue about the committee meetings versus the quarterly meetings, the full board versus, and I deal with this with talking with the Herald, or if I don't talk to the Herald or even in the press, it's like, okay, y'all voted on coaches' contracts, and then we go forward a month, and y'all are voting on coaches' contracts. Like, it's the same thing. And when I'm communicating on campus, especially as regards to some salary information, it's like, okay, you gave raises. Are you giving raises again? It's the same information. There's nothing. It's been a constant information thing that I do when I go to the Senate meeting. You spoke 75 minutes at the faculty Senate meeting, so it didn't leave much time for me. So thank you for that, by the way.
Deep engagement.
I will do that education piece again where I say we have committee meetings, we have quarterly meetings, we see this twice. Even on tenure, it confuses the like, when is my tenure official? Because there was this meeting and I was in it, but it's not official. There's that communication gap on what we're voting on and what we're not, which Jennifer hasn't fully experienced yet. And, you know, some of these meetings, we've come back to the quarterly meeting. We've been here barely an hour. That's because it's a consent agenda. And we have student presentation and we go on. So I've wondered about the efficient use of all of the staff's time and board members' times. We have professionals who are traveling to be here, not just the travel time, but they have practices, they have things they're doing. I just wonder if that's an efficient use of their time as well. So that's one reason why I was moderately interested in it. Again, it's 5 meetings instead of 8, but there is a lot on both sides of this, as you've said.
Well, I think this is a healthy discussion. Does anybody else have any comments that they'd like to make about it?
I just was going to say I've preferred all of the meetings. I mean, I understand the finance complexity in that, but for me, being a new board member, entering in, the networking and the opportunities that I've had to meet you and to kind of know what my role is and how I contribute with that has been helpful for me. And so I think as people roll off and roll on to the board, that's something to consider because, you know, I was fortunate enough to have worked with a lot of you in commencement and some of that, but other people may not have. So for me, it's been helpful.
I would also say I think it's different than what it was before. I think the president has been very transparent of that. We have staff members that are responsive to the board. And so we get a meeting with Susan, and I think any time, and I think that was not the case in the past, and the information was throttled a little bit more. And so we have an open relationship to get that. Sorry, one of the things I just meant to say.
Anybody else have anything they'd like to offer? Okay, well, that's all we have then today for the executive committee.
I'd like to make a motion that the board go into closed session as provided in KRS 61.810 for the following discussion. Discussion of proposed or pending litigation against or on behalf.
Have a motion to have second.
Second.
Motion second. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Motion carries. Upon motion made and seconded, the board is now returned to open session. Discussions and deliberations during the closed sessions were restricted to those stated in the motion. No formal action was taken by the board in closed session. I can't talk this morning. Anybody else have anything else to offer? This meeting's adjourned.